Good morning. Have no doubts, the summer is here. I'm back after a long weekend, still safe and sound because I wasn't playing cricket in Gurgaon or Gurugram as is now called. You must have heard of the holy day activity by self-appointed chowkidars of nationalism who entered the house, beat up men, women and kids, one as old as 3 years old, with sticks, swords and even brandishing their pistol. It's in line with the policy of ghar mein ghusenge bhi aur marenge bhi. We will enter their houses and beat them up. Well, despite video evidence that shows pistol in hand of the terror perpetrators, sticks being hurled at the men of the house and slogans of go to Pakistan and play, the police of Gurugram, Haryana, still like to throw a spin that it was about cricket and not bigotry and hate. No prize for guessing the religion of the family on whom the cricket attack took place. It is 25th March 2019, and while we are on a family, evidence and terror, in case you missed the holy day gift by the Shakha, well then you missed out on one of the most severe cases of injustice in India. But hell, by now any Muslim in India expecting justice is suffering from extreme case of disillusion. A day after special court acquitted Swami Asimanand and three others in the Samjhota Express blast case, senior Congress leader Kapil Sibal sarcastically said with the verdict that no one knows who killed 68 people, it must be a proud day for the criminal justice system. Well, 12 years after blast on the Samjhota Express that killed 68 people, mostly Pakistanis, a special court in Panchkula acquitted Swami Asimanand and three others in the case. All the four accused, that's Naba Kumar Sarkar alias Swami Asimanand, Lokesh Sharma, Kamal Chauhan and Rajinder Chaudhary, have been acquitted by the court. NIA Council's Rajan Malhotra had said AIMIM President Asaduddin Owaisi also reacted on the verdict. Attacking the Prime Minister, he said the government should appeal against Swami Asimanand's acquittal in the Samjhota blast case if Prime Minister Narendra Modi was really the chowkidar of the country. Well, only if it were a case of love jihad, we would have got a better result from the NIA. Or should we even have police now that everyone is being urged to become a chowkidar? Kya aap hain chowkidar? Are you a watchman? Well, that's another new campaign by the Prime Minister Modi and his party. It's on video too. It's already hit the screens near you and soon will be making its way into your homes. Well, in the form of merchandising. In case you missed it, Prime Minister Modi created history of sorts by selling merchandise from official handle. A first for New India. While it left people like Kunal Kamra wondering if next the Prime Minister will be selling tickets to his election rally on bookmyshow.com, I was thinking a roadside view of Muslim lynching might also make for attractive revenue and hate model. Well, so what if your caste is getting in the way of taking up the most noblest profession of all times? At least you can get a t-shirt to support the cause. Not if you're a Brahmin, though. According to the great words of Subramanian Swami, I cannot become a chowkidar because I am a Brahmin. Brahmins can't be chowkidar. It's a fact. I will give orders that the chowkidars have to execute. That's what everyone expects from the appointed chowkidars. So, I cannot be one. And sometimes irony just lands on the lotus, especially if you're fighting thieves and you yourself are being blamed for being one. An Indian web design firm has accused the BJP of stealing a website template, saying that the party ripped off its work and removed a line that gave the necessary credit. The BJP website, which was hacked nearly earlier this month, had been revived this week with a page based on a template by W3 Layouts, the Andhra Pradesh-based company claimed, but BJP chose to hide the fact that it was designed by the company, it alleged. Did I hear you say, chowkidari chor hai? No? And before we head to international news, do you know that actress Kangana Ranaut, who was last seen in Manikarnika, the Queen of Jhansi, says that if she will not receive a National Film Award for her portrayal of Rani Lakshmibai in the historical drama, then it will lead to questions on their credibility. You got to admire the guts here. Just for this, the Nobel Prize for Acting should be given to Kangana. She deserves this non-existing prize. And while we are awarding, someone needs to give Best Dialogue Award to Chandrababu Naidu, the Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister, who on Sunday termed YSR Congress Party Chief YS Jagmohan Reddy a ganja plant as a war of words during campaigning by major contenders for next month's assembly elections intensified, calling him a ganja plant amongst a tulsi plantation. And with that, let's head to international news, where Trump had free time in hand, along with his phone with Twitter on it. Trump tapped out 52 tweets in just 34 hours, marking his second most prolific two-day stretch since becoming president. And it's been a good day for him, as according to a summary of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report submitted to Congress on Sunday, President Trump's campaign did not conspire with Russia during the 2016 election. The report summary did not draw a conclusion as to whether Mr. Trump illegally obstructed justice, not exonerating the president. But President Trump did tweet in response, "No collusion, no obstruction." And before we leave you for the day and the week, an inspiring story about the science teacher from rural Kenya who donates most of his salary to help poorer students has been crowned the world's best teacher and awarded a $1 million prize, beating 10,000 nominations from 179 countries. Tabichi, a member of the Franciscan Religious Order, received the Varke Foundation Global Teacher Prize at a ceremony in Dubai hosted by actor Hugh Jackman. And that is all I have for you for today. Until tomorrow, goodbye from takeapart.in.